Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Hey mates, welcome to Great Mates. My name's Cade.
And my name is Troy.
And my goodness, Troy, the Lord and Savior has risen again.
Yeah, who's that? Jesus.
Jesus, aka Zack Snyder, is back, baby.
Well, you're getting straight into it.
I am into pumped. You know that really fucking smug feeling you get when you know you're right all along?
Yeah, but are you right, though?
I'm 100% right. Like, there is nothing wrong about saying the Snyder Cut lives.
Well, what about the fact that it technically doesn't?
It does.
It doesn't.
Wait. Are you going to be one of these guys who's like, oh, technically, you know, he's only got footage and it hasn't been put together into a final film, so therefore the film doesn't exist, so therefore the Snyder Cut does not exist?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're a fuckhead. I am very excited, and I feel like this might have been the worst kept secret in DC history for a while, because it was kind of leaked, or people just presumed, because HBO Max has to come out with something to get you on board, because it's not going to be, hey, come and watch fucking Game of Thrones again.
Nope.
Because no one's going to fucking invest in that shit anymore. There's a new streaming service out called here in Australia, which is done by Foxtel, I think. It's brand new.
Okay, yeah.
And it's called Binge. And it only has, like, basically HBO TV shows on there.
Yeah, we'll see. And that's, like, we'll never get HBO Max.
No.
As long as Foxtel has the rights to HBO content.
We'll never get it.
We'll never get it.
No.
And, you know, Foxtel is the shittest. We all know that.
Right. You know what? It's the shittest if you don't have it.
It's the shittest if you do have it. Because A, it's just, you know, it depends on the package you get.
True.
By the way, have to buy packages. That's like, you know, in-game purchases, like add-ons and shit.
Well, yes, I agree. I think EA Games must have, like, learned everything from Foxtel.
Exactly.
Or just cable companies in general.
We'll see, because, you know, like, Foxtel knows the shows that people want to see, right? So they're like, all right, well, let's take that show and put that in this package, and then we'll take this show and put that in that package, and you can never get them all together unless you get all the individual packages.
Yeah.
And then Foxtel ends up costing you, you know, $110 a month.
Which is insane.
You know, to watch cricket.
Oh, so
24/7.
No. Well, you see, they got that KO thing for that now.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I haven't heard too much about KO in the sense of, like, whether it's been doing well, people have embraced it.
I was on it for a while.
Yeah. But you're obviously off it.
Yeah, you want to know why?
It's like meth and...
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, unless meth comes in like 3-month free trials.
It does.
Okay, yeah. that's how they hook you.
Yeah, you've just got to find the right guy.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's how I was on it. And it was actually really, really good, because I signed up for 3 months and my mate was split in the... Like, you get 2 user logins. So he was using it. And then he signed up for it and I was using his. So we got like 6 months of KO for free.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Way to fuck the system.
Yeah, hey, it is what it is.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. If we paid for each individual streaming service that we had, and let's pretend for a second we do, it would cost a shit ton of money.
Absolutely it would.
I was doing the maths the other day. And it's expensive.
Absolutely. You'd be paying. I reckon if you got every streaming service that you want, you'll be paying close to what Foxtel is, $110 a month.
Oh, look, if you start throwing in things like Spotify, I don't know, the internet, because you need it.
You do.
Well, you have to pay for it. You can't, like, not have it if you want all these streaming services. So it gets up there.
It does. It really does. Because, like, look, there's the Spotify, there's Apple Plus, if you use Apple Plus. No one uses Apple Plus.
Apple TV Plus, thank you very much.
Apple TV Plus.
And I got a free 12-month subscription with my new Apple TV purchase.
Would you actually go?
Have not looked at anything yet.
Wow.
Well, okay, partly because I'm still too busy, you know, binge watching The Shield. You know,
a 20-year-old show.
A 20-year-old show that I've never seen.
Oh, God. You have too much fucking free time.
But it's amazing. But it's very much 2003. So yeah, once I get through my Shield binge, I might check out that show C, where it's like blind Jason Momoa in the wilderness or something.
That sounds fucking terrible.
It does. It's like a post-apocalyptic thing where everybody's blind. It's like Bird Box meets The 100 meets everything Jason Momoa's ever been in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So he's just like
including grunting. Aquaman.
Yeah.
He's just running around blind. He's like, my man.
My man.
He falls off a cliff.
Have you seen my man?
He's Aquaman.
Yeah.
My man starring Jason Momoa. Yeah.
I'll watch that. I'd watch that.
Yeah, I'll
make $1 billion.
Oh, yeah.
Back to what we are talking about. HBO Max coming out with the Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
And a fair bit of money for it, too.
Yeah. So they're pumping $20 to $30 million in, I guess, extras.
Yeah.
And Zack Snyder is just kind of like, well, I'm doing everything that I wanted again.
Yeah.
So bring in Hans Zimmer, Junkie XL.
Like, is that a thing? Is that what he's actually doing? Changes the score and everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's major.
That I didn't know. Yeah.
So it makes me wonder how much he's actually going to get out of this $20 to $30 million.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that I would like. So HBO Max is owned by Warner Media, I believe, right? So Warner Brothers anyway, Warner Brothers Entertainment, all owns the same thing anyway. So it doesn't matter. How do they profit off this? Is it purely through subscriptions?
Yeah.
Right? So does Zack Snyder get paid? Surely he's getting paid by someone. That $20 to $30 million, does that include his money he gets for it? Or is that like subsidized differently?
No, I think he's walking away with Big Dick Energy.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Just that. It's like a check for $5, yeah. But a whole bunch of Big Dick Energy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Surely maybe he gets like a royalty or something. Maybe he's worked out some kind of deal where it's like, I'll get 1% of everyone that signs up.
Yeah, okay.
And you know the whole world's going to sign up.
Well, you know, after 2 years of posting nonstop fucking posts on whatever that social media app is that no one uses.
Vero, that's
Vero,
it.
Hey, he's got to walk away with something.
Surely.
He's been teasing us for too long.
He has. Now, this like makes me wonder, is there going to be any surprise to what happens in this movie? Because I have a pretty good understanding of what happens. And I'm sure a lot of other people out there do.
Well, I think it's going to be, I guess the big question is, A, does Steppenwolf remain the big bad? Or does it, you know, is there a shift to a focus on Darkseid? Because we know he's confirmed that Darkseid will be making an appearance at some point, whether it's just as part of the nightmare scene, which, you know, who knows. Hang on, I'm even confused now. The nightmare scene, was that in Justice League or was that in Batman vs. Superman? That was in Batman vs. Superman, right?
Yes.
And there was just no payoff for it.
Nothing at all.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Right. So apart from Lois Lane being the key.
Yeah.
But that was Batman vs. Superman too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It's like, who the fuck even knows?
What was the point of Justice League?
Well, I guess it kind of foreshadowed the forecoming of Darkseid.
Yeah.
Which just never eventuated because, hey.
Just wait.
No.
Yes.
Warner Brothers got involved.
Yeah, right.
All right. but it's, yeah, so I guess my whole point is, will they shift the focus from Steppenwolf to Darkseid? Will Steppenwolf still play a part? Will this $20 to $30 million, any of it go into making him look better? Because as much as, you know, you can be a Justice League fan all you want, but you cannot deny Steppenwolf looked like balls.
Apparently.
Legit balls.
No, he did. He,
like
he
looked, shaved balls.
He looked pretty rubbish.
You know, like one of those Sphinx cats that has no hair?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he looked like.
Yeah.
Except he had like weird horns.
Weird horns.
Yeah.
They're like a Sphinx cat.
Yeah. Those weird horned cats that walk around with no hair.
Yeah, exactly.
From the reports that I've heard is that Joss Whedon actually went in there and he fucked it up a lot.
Okay.
Because Steppenwolf actually looked completely different. Like he looked more like what was in BVS.
Okay, but why would the man that gave us Avengers and probably, you know, the best Avengers movie, Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, and a whole bunch of other stuff that he's done. Why would he make it worse?
Because I think he went in there with obviously a directive.
Right.
Like Warner Brothers.
Make it shit.
Well, no, I think what they said was make it more accessible. So he's gone in there and I... Because if you remember how like scary that Steppenwolf looked, In BBS. Like, he was a lot more menacing looking. Like, he actually looked like he was almost like a horror creature.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that was probably a little bit too much for what they wanted for this lighter look. Because if you have this, like, creature that comes in and looks absolutely terrifying, yeah, it's kind of like, well, how marketable is that as the villain? And I know that sounds fucking ridiculous, but 10-year-old kids aren't going to go see this movie where the monster scares the shit out of them.
That's fine, but you haven't built a universe around 10-year-old kids. So why, when your tentpole movie comes out, why are you now all of a sudden trying to...
And that's the whole thing that went wrong with Justice League.
And Henry Cavill's mustache. Well, and that's something that I'm personally excited about.
Yeah.
Is not having to see that again.
I can't believe they opened the movie on that.
Oh, man.
I remember you and I saw this together and we looked at each other like, what the fuck?
Like, straight away. Just like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And I have rewatched it since just that scene to go, like, am I being too harsh or is it really that bad? And it is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it looks off. It just looks off. That's the biggest thing. It's not like it's like so obviously fake or something like that. It just, there's something about it that you just know isn't right.
You know what they should have done in that scene?
Had him have a fucking mustache.
Or get this, just make it like it's pixelated because these are kids with a shit camera.
Could do that. Yeah, they could have,
because
maybe
they could have covered up like how shit that all looked.
You know what else they could have done?
Just not put that fucking
scene.
Just
not put the scene in there.
Yeah.
How fucking easy is that? You don't even have to make a new scene.
Fucking ridiculous.
You just leave it out altogether.
Actually, did that even add anything to that movie?
Well, I think what it was trying to add is the fact that Superman stuck around and helped out when the bomb went off and, you know, stuff like that. And he was helping people and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Because a big criticism of Batman versus Superman is that Superman just fucked off.
So my question is, how is Joss Whedon feeling? Do you think that guy's like just drinking himself into an early grave right now?
I think Joss
Whedon, he's not got a lot going for him at the moment in Hollywood.
I think Joss Whedon is probably still, if he is crying, right, he's wiping away his tears.
With $100 bills.
With his Avengers money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The guy has done enough. And I think, you know, people tend to forget what he has done for the pop culture realm. Sure, he had one sort of stuff up that wasn't necessarily great with Justice League, right?
Yeah.
But he's given us so much more that you can probably kind of forgive him if you are to believe that it is his fault.
Yeah, because this falls under that thing of, well, he was probably just following directives.
Exactly.
You know, like you said, maybe this was something completely different from what he wanted to do, but he was like, you know what, I'll take that paycheck.
Yeah.
You know, like I have all this controversy around me for these other shitty things.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just like shift that limelight a little bit.
Yeah.
Make this shitty movie.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, Zack Snyder's come out and he said that the Justice League you got was basically 1/4 of what he did. Which, you know, whether you believe it or not, is, you know, considering his vision, for whatever fucking reason, is 4 hours long, right? Which is insane because that is never going to make it
to a cinema.
To a cinema.
No.
3.5 hours for Avengers Endgame was pushing people's limits.
Oh, absolutely.
Of like what you can do in a cinema. And that was one of the biggest movies of all time and financially is, right? So when you're looking at this and going, my vision's 4 hours. What do you want to do? Do you want to, is it supposed to be two movies? Is that how you had planned it? Or you just can't just get rid of the shit? Like, is your storytelling so poor, I guess, that you need 4 hours to tell a story? So 1/4, kind of 1/4 of 4 hours is still an hour.
Absolutely.
So it could be 50% of the Justice League that we saw.
That's a very good point. But what I think he's saying is one quarter of what you saw in that film.
Yeah.
Was stuff that he shot.
No, I get it.
You sure?
Yeah, no, I get it.
It sounds like you're twisting the numbers, mate.
I'm not twisting the numbers, mate. The numbers don't lie. They are.
Unless it's the perspective is lying to you.
Well, and again, it all comes down to who you're believing anyway, right? So, like, who's telling you?
Oh, I know who I'm believing.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're believing. You drank the Kool-Aid 2 years ago when this release the Snyder Cut hashtag first came out. But he's done this four-hour thing, right? And then Warner Brothers have turned around and said, obviously way too long. Can't do that. Bring us something that's around 2 hours. He's come back with 2 hours and 20 minutes, right? And they've said, nah. Needs to be 2 hours, right? And then, you know, the thing with his daughter happened and all that sort of stuff. What the fuck is wrong with Warner Brothers? This is a tentpole movie.
Yeah.
Right? This is supposed to be effectively your Avengers, which was over 2 hours long, by the way. And you're going to turn around and say, no, 2 hours and 20 minutes, man, too long.
But cut you know down. What that was?
Hour 58.
What it was, it had to meet a certain time limit for the Warner Brothers executives to all get their yearly bonuses. So they didn't actually care about like what the story was going on. And that's what that was like probably the first misstep is that they said, we don't care. Just get it to the time limit and get it out.
I find it hard to believe that bonuses would be based on run times.
But who knows? Maybe it was they had to get it in the cinemas for a certain, I don't know, like maybe there's these parameters that we just don't understand.
Well, what it would be if it was anything is that obviously the longer the runtime, the less cinemas you can put in, or the less showings. So they're like, if we can get it down to under 2 hours, then we can get 30 more showings per state. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
Whatever. And then we can make more bank and then get our bonuses.
And that's probably what it is. If you can get your movie to this time, yeah, you just get those extra slots, which means you get another $2 million at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And
so you can buy more hookers and coke.
Yeah, exactly. Probably. And make more poor decisions. That's really fucking piss poor from a company like that who have made absolutely huge franchises like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
You know, like nothing about those movies is fucking short.
Hell no. The last one they had to make two.
Exactly. It absolutely boggles my mind when superhero cinema is kind of like this own thing.
Yeah, well, it is now for sure.
Absolutely. Like, you know, the last 10 years, look at the MCU and all that type of jazz. And the DCU is kind of like maturing in itself, I guess.
Slowly.
Slowly. It's getting there. It's kind of like taking a step forward, step back, and another step forward.
Well, and, you know, I don't even know. Like, and we've spoken about this before as well, as insofar as how does the DC sort of universe go forward? And I don't know what the blueprint to that is.
I don't know what it's really messy actually, because if you think of it, if they come back and let's say hypothetically, Ben Affleck's like, fuck, I'm back on board. hypothetically.
Yeah, sure.
Because you just never know. And we've now got two Batmans running around.
Well, I think like, first of all, he would need to have a contract for that. So if his contract is already
expired,
then, you know, Warner Brothers are under no obligations to go, you know, nah. So unless the Snyder Cut on HBO Max is so ridiculously financially, you know, valuable for them, there's no way they'd turn around and go, oh, well, let's fucking bring Ben Affleck back.
It's every chance that it will be, though.
I don't think they can, knowing that they're already, you know, they've got a younger, skinnier, whiter Batman waiting in the wings in Robert Pattinson.
True.
And they have potentially, you know, with Matt Reeves, they've got a franchise that they can build around that, potentially separate to this whole thing. So they know if they bring Ben Affleck back, they might bring him back for one movie and Ben Affleck might turn around and go, you know what, actually, I fucking hate this because the fans are the worst, right? Again, right? But with Robert Pattinson, if they can sign him into like a three-picture deal straight off the bat, then, you know, they're going to make a lot more money down the track.
Maybe.
So I think they'll refocus their efforts onto Robert Pattinson.
Maybe they can combine them because I have this theory.
Flashpoint.
No. Well, yeah, that's a good point. It could be just Flashpoint and that Robert Pattinson is maybe Batman in the past.
Yeah. Flashpoint is never going to happen. Flash movie, probably never going to happen.
But you see, like this is the thing. This really throws everything up in the air because it's kind of like if this is successful, they're going to want to pull this, I guess, series back into line.
Right.
Because Wonder Woman 2 is still coming out.
It is.
Aquaman 2 is coming out.
Has that been confirmed? I don't know if that's been confirmed yet. I know it made $1 billion, but I don't think they've come out and said Aquaman 2 is happening.
Well, it'll be silly if it's happening. And Shazam 2 is going to happen.
Yeah.
Which is surprises me.
But. And Black Adam, remember?
And Black Adam.
Definitely coming.
But no Man of Steel 2. However, news has come out that Henry Cavill is going to show up in a huge amount of these movies.
Yeah, how? They either shift away from this joint universe focus and focus on these, you know, smaller individual stories and franchises, or what are they doing? Are they reworking to a new Justice League?
Yeah.
Right.
Which I think they are.
Well, here's my problem though, Cade, my friend. I've been a detractor of the Snyder Cut for a long time, and almost 100% of that has been born by the
Hatred of joy.
No. It's not that. It's like it's the self-righteous fans that are basically sitting there and you know, demanding that people release this thing that A, doesn't exist in the first place, never did exist in the first place, not in its full sort of extent.
Oh, here we go.
But praising like a director in Zack Snyder as a god, and I'm talking about an actual god, right, in some cases, when he's just an okay filmmaker. You know what I mean? Like he has been so hit and miss. My best case scenario for Justice League is that it's the ultimate edition of Batman vs. Superman.
Yes.
It's good, and it fixes the theatrical cut, but it is by no means extraordinary. That's my best case scenario for Justice League.
That's fair.
In my opinion.
No, that's fair, because we don't know fully what's going to happen here, but all I can say is that I'm excited. I'm excited for it, man. I'm so, so excited.
I do have a couple of questions that I want to ask you specifically because you are, you know, so involved. Right, but what ultimately do you want to see from it? From the Snyder Cut when it's released, whether they do it as a 4-hour movie or a 6-part series, which would fuck it up, it was a stupid idea. But just release it as a 4-hour movie. What is the ultimate thing that you want to see from that?
I want to see Cyborg's story. I want to see the Flash's story. I want to see the Green Lanterns, and I want to see Martian Manhunter. All these things that were supposed to be in there.
Yeah.
That's what I want. It almost sounds like that this is going to be individual movies in one movie where they all kind of come together. You know, like kind of mini solo films.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what happened, isn't it?
Almost.
But just not good.
Not good, yeah. But you can tell things were not there.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It was very rushed to kind of get together in it, yeah. The only thing that I really want to see outside of a better movie is the rebirth of Superman.
Yes.
Done right.
Yeah.
And not just, oh, hey, here's a box and here's some liquid, and if we get some lightning, he's going to come back.
And if you touch the mother box at the right time.
At that right time, it's gonna happen. Rebirth of Jesus, baby.
You know what they need to do is like a microwave sound, like when your meal's ready.
Ding! It just pops up like, hey. But I think the original vision, from what I've heard, sounded a lot better for that particular part. Because while that kind of tiny little fight scene that we got once he did come back was good.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't great. And the whole thing, just the whole surrounding of like something that should be as massive as effectively the rebirth of Superman,
yeah,
turned out to be nothing more than a fart. It was just a movie fart.
Let us know what you are most excited for in the Justice League movie. You can do that. Our socials are in the show notes.
They are in the show notes. We'll be back next week with another episode.
As always, I'm Cade.
And I'm Troy.
And this has been Great Mates.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.